many of our towns and cities have people that we look up to. Perhaps they aren't known to the rest of the world, or just maybe they are an international superstar. The latter is the case for one small Indiana town that produced one of the greatest basketball players ever to set foot on the court. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Shoot, we forgot the car seat.
Ah, no worries. Just put little Billy in the front seat.
You wouldn't let your child do that. So why would you let them play around dangerous farm equipment? Every day, 38 children are injured on the farm. That's 1,166 a month, nearly 14,000 a year. And one of them could be yours. Educate yourself and your kids about dangers on the farm. For tips, materials, and ideas, visit farmsafetyforjustkids.org. This message brought to you by Farm Safety for Just Kids.
Larry Bird was born in 1956 in West Baden, Indiana. His parents divorced, and his mother worked multiple jobs to make ends meet for her six children. Basketball became his passion.
He was immediately just amazing on the basketball court. Everyone recognized it, including his high school coach. Just so happens to be one of the most winningest high school coaches in the country.
Michael Hammer shares the story from 33 Brick Street, a local pub that honors Bird. He averaged 31 points per game as a high school senior, and in the fall of 1974, signed up to play basketball at the University of Indiana.
Was there for not too long, and a little bit too big for him. This is a very small town. Scared him away a little bit, came back to town. His high school coach, who I see quite often, comes back up to him and tells him, Larry, he says, you need to get out there and play. Enrolls him at Indiana State.
Even Indiana State perhaps seemed like a giant city compared to this area where Larry Bird grew up.
I believe West Baden and French Lick combined probably about 1,500 people, but has an amazing history. You know, we've had the resorts here since the early 1900s. The White Sox and the Cubs used to do their spring training here.
Although he became an NBA superstar, this was still home.
We had his house here up until, I'd say, probably 10 years ago, just right down the road. You would see him quite often out in his, you know, backyard there in his basketball court shooting hoops. Coming into town, you know, it was a nice place for him to get away.
But what's inside this restaurant and pub is truly amazing, for this has become Bird's trophy room of sorts. It's next time as we travel the countryside in French Lick, Indiana. I'm Andrew McCray.